Welcome to Torah Dimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I am Rebecca Belazon, and today we are studying Shoftim Perek Yud. The Perek begins, Vayakam acharei Avimelech loshia Yisrael Tola ben Pua. That it was after Avimelech that Tola ben Pua, a man from Yisachar, he gets up to save Bnei Yisrael. And we wonder, what is the status of Avimelech as a leader? How do we view him? And the Radak writes that Avimelech also saved Bnei Yisrael from their enemies. Had he not done so, he would not be counted among the judges. But according to the Malbim, the Navi here is contrasting Avimelech with Tola. That while Avimelech dominated over Bnei Yisrael, Tola got up to save them. And Tola judges for 23 years, and he dies, and he is buried in Shamir. After that, after Tola was Ya'ir HaGiladi, and he judges for 22 years. And he had 30 sons, which rode on 30 young donkeys, and they had 30 cities they called Chavos Ya'ir, the villages of Ya'ir until this day. According to the Radak, this pasuk shows his prominence and his wealth, which is why he was chosen as a shofet. And Ya'ir dies, and he's buried in Kamon. And here we continue with the cycle of the Shoftim, the Gagal. But before we continue with the cycle, I really just thought it was important to note something that the Das Mikra writes in its introduction. And it writes that the essential message that the book of Shoftim is trying to repeat and is trying to sharpen for anybody who reads it and learns it is that there's a director in the building, meaning that nothing is happening here without God, nothing is happening without Hashem. And when Israel is given over to in the hands of an enemy, it's because, why? They did evil in the eyes of Hashem. And when they're rescued from the enemies, it means that Hashem is tired of their struggles and they have cried out to him. And even though the rescuers are varied, the shoftim change, they might look different, the stories might sound a little different, the common denominator is that Hashem established all of these shoftim, all of these people to save Bnei Yisrael, and his spirit was on them. So no matter what storyline we have in Sefer HaShoftim, the background is all the Yad Hashem, that Hashem is the mastermind behind all of this. And what happens when we leave God is that Hashem steps up and he brings about the enemy and again brings about the salvation. And though the stories and the plots might vary, the common denominator is that it's all from Hashem. And so now we'll continue with the Gagal HaShoftim. And the pasuk tells us, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael asos harabeinei Hashem, vayavdu es haba'alim ve'es ha'ashterot. They continue to do bad in the eyes of Hashem, and they worship the Baalim and the Ashterot. And the pasuk actually lists seven different avodah zarahs, seven different forms of idolatry that Bnei Yisrael are involved in. And the pasuk continues, "Vayazvu et Hashem velo avdahu." They worship so many gods, but they didn't even worship Hashem with all these gods. They completely left Hashem behind. And so clearly Hashem is angry with Bnei Yisrael. Vayim karem biyad plishtim ubiyad bnei Amon. And so who is the enemy this time? God sends the plishtim and Bnei Amon. And they crush and they break Bnei Yisrael in that year. And for the next 18 years, most specifically, the Jews that are afflicted are the Jews in Eber HaYarden, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shem of Manasseh, and the half of the tribe of Manasseh. Pasuk Tet, and the people of Amon passed the Yarden to fight with Yehuda, Binyamin, and Ephraim, and Bnei Yisrael were very distressed. Vayezaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem leimor. And Bnei Yisrael cry out to Hashem, saying, Chatanu lach, v'ki azavnu es Eloheinu, v'na'avod es haba'alim. They said to Hashem, we sinned, we abandoned you, and we worshipped Avodah Zarah. Actually, the Malbim reads this as a question. Bnei Yisrael are asking Hashem, we sinned, yes, but did we abandon our God? Now, according to the Malbim, they worship these other things as intermediaries between them and God. So they're saying to Hashem, we didn't abandon you. We added these things in addition, but we never left you behind. And we see this is the way Bnei Yisrael started to worship Avodah Zarah. Way back when, they found intermediaries. They assigned things to help them connect with God. And eventually they forgot that the purpose of these intermediaries were to connect them with God. And they started to worship those themselves. And similarly by Chayde Egel, by the sin of the golden calf. Originally, Bnei Yisrael were looking for a way to connect to God. We don't have Moshe. We don't have our leader. Who is going to serve as that intermediary? And in that, they faltered. Now, Pasuk Yud Aleph continues, Hashem responds to Bnei Yisrael. According to the Metuda, he responds to them through a Navi, and he says, I saved you from seven nations, According to the Medrash, Hashem is saying, I saved you 7 times. And instead of praising me, what did you do? You rebelled against me with 7 different idolatries. They oppressed you, and now you cry to me. And I saved you. But what happened? Again, you have forsaken me, and you served other gods. Hashem says to them, therefore, I can't keep doing this. I'm not going to continue to save you. You want to be saved? Go and cry out to the gods that you have chosen. Let them be the ones to save you in your times of distress. And Bnei Yisrael cry out to Hashem, and they say, listen, we have sinned. Asei ata lanu k'chol atov be'enecha, achatilenu na hayom hazeh. They say to Hashem, according to the Malbim, they're asking Hashem, listen, please punish us, but rather than let us fall into the hands of our enemies, you take care of us. We got it. We did wrong, but don't give us over into the hands of an enemies. Hashem, you send the punishment to us and you take care of us. And so Bnei Yisrael removed the strange gods from among them and they served Hashem. Vatiktzor nafsho ba'amal Yisrael. The pasuk tells us Hashem no longer wanted that Bnei Yisrael should be punished. And although we just saw that the Navi rebuked Bnei Yisrael and he told Bnei Yisrael, no, Hashem is not going to save you this time. We see such a strong message that a person should never give up on Hashem's rachamim. He should never give up on God's mercy. He can always ask, he can beg, and he can beseech. So clearly here, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael, it's over. I'm not saving you this time. And they cry out to Hashem, and they do tshuva. And so what happens? Hashem decides, no, I don't want you to be punished anymore. Pasuk Yudzayin continues, and the people of Ammon were gathered, and they encamped in Gilad, and Bnei Yisrael assembled, and they encamped in Mitzpah. And according to the Malbim, this was from Hashem. This was in order to relieve Bnei Yisrael of their suffering. Ammon decided to go back to Gilad, whereas a few psukim earlier, they crossed the Yarden to fight Bnei Yisrael. And the people and the princes of Gilad, they said, who is the man that's going to start to fight against Amnon? To fight against Ammon. He will be the head over us. He will be the head over the people of Gilad. And it seems, according to some, that after hearing and internalizing the Musar, Bnei Yisrael are now looking for a leader who will guide them spiritually and who will bring them to salvation. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.